news and all the great music.
On your sound, your community.
Alive 90.5.
And now on Alive 90.5, here's the latest news brought to you by PACE, transforming places since 1978.
National Radio News.
Hello, I'm Laura Devoy. The governor of the Reserve Bank says he expects economic growth to contract by 7% when the June quarter figures are released. Philip Lowe says next month's data will likely reveal the biggest decline in many decades as a result of the coronavirus pandemic. Job figures released yesterday showed the unemployment rate rising to 7.5%, with the number of people unemployed topping 1 million for the first time. Dr. Lowe told a parliamentary hearing the good news is the decline in economic growth is not as bad as was expected.
This decline is not as large as we initially feared. It's also not as large as what we're seeing in many other countries at the moment. Similarly, while the labour market outcomes have been very poor, they've not been as bad as was expected.
New South Wales has reported another drop in new coronavirus cases, with 9 reported in the 24 hours to 8 o'clock last night. 3 of those are in hotel quarantine, 5 were locally acquired with known sources, and 1 with no known source. In Victoria, there were 372 new infections and 14 deaths in the past 24 hours, while Queensland has 2 new cases. One is a returned traveller from Sydney, the other a crew member of a cargo ship. The Western Australian Premier Mark McGowan says a late-night sitting of Parliament has done what it could to prevent Queensland billionaire Clive Palmer from bankrupting the state. The unprecedented sitting passed emergency legislation to block Mr. Palmer's $30 billion legal claim against the state over an iron ore project in the state's Pilbara region. Mr. Palmer has accused the West Australian government of eliminating his rights to sue for damages over the resources dispute. In 2012, the then Liberal government refused to approve Mr. Palmer's proposal. Mr. Palmer told the ABC the state is taking away his right to legal action.
They've eliminated my rights to appeal to a court. They've eliminated natural justice. And they said at the end of the day, if they've done something wrong, Mark McGowan or these Attorney General, and there's an order ever against them, I've got to pay for it.
New Zealand has reported another 13 new coronavirus infections, increasing the outbreak in the country's largest city to 30. After going more than 3 months without any community transmission, New Zealand now has 48 active cases. 2 of the new cases are in Tokorua, about 2.5 hours' drive south of Auckland. 38 of the infected people have been moved to a quarantine facility. Director General of Health, Dr. Ashley Bloomfield, says the source of most of the infections has been identified, but one is still under investigation.
All of the 13 new cases, bar one, have already been linked to existing cases and to that cluster. For the 13th case, and that person is currently in hospital, the link is still under investigation. It is the most recent case we have been informed of, and work is underway on that one.
A high school in Sydney's northwest is being investigated by New South Wales Police over allegations it breached coronavirus protocols. Tangara Girls School insists there has not been any breaches to the guidelines, but an anonymous parent has told a Sydney radio station the school has infringed the rules on a number of occasions. The parent claims that choirs, compulsory mass, food stalls and a study retreat were held or organised by the school. 12 senior students at Tangara and one teacher have contracted the virus. New South Wales Police will be working with education and health officials to determine if any breaches have occurred.
National Radio News is supported by the Judith Nielsen Institute for Journalism and Ideas and the Community Broadcasting Foundation, cbf.org.au.
And now for the latest weather on Alive 90.5. Brought to you by Concise Finance, your local mortgage broker. It's currently 16.5 degrees, looking towards a top of 21 today. Cloudy, high chance of rain developing in the late afternoon and evening, and light winds. And there looks to be showers coming from the ranges and across the mountains, so those showers are on their way. Sun will set tonight at 26 minutes past 5 and back up again at 24 minutes to 7 in the morning. The forecast for the weekend is Saturday, a late shower, 9 to 20. Sunday, sunny, 8 to 21. And Monday, sunny again, 7 to 20. And the moon is a waning crescent. And new moon next Wednesday.
And-
And now, on Alive 90.5, here's the latest traffic information.
Bexley North, Bexley Road at Slade Road, a car breakdown, one or two northbound lanes closed. Eastern Creek, Great Western Highway approaching Rudder Street. There's a track breakdown with one or two eastbound lanes closed. Emergency services are there and a heavy vehicle tow truck. And Mascot, General Holmes Drive, just past the airport tunnel. A hazard with a pothole. Please take care. 104 southbound lanes closed. Lane 1 on this side. 6 minutes past 12, Alive 90.5, Business Insights with Mario and Darren.
Good afternoon to all listeners to Alive 90.5, the greatest radio station in the planet. And of course, we give you the best content for the day, for the week. And our guests, you know, as Darren and I always said, we like to say firstly thank you to all our sponsors who are making this greatest radio station great. Without them, this radio station would not exist and will not have the great equipment. As well, I'd like to say thank you to all listeners online, 90.5 Business Insights with Mari and Darren. And, you know, our guest in studio is very keen to start with us, Darren. And did you say it's going to be showers this week?
Yep, it's going to be showers. The showers are coming this afternoon.
I told you last time, make a Photoshop, make it sunny, you know what I mean, with the rain.
I'll ask what the band upstairs can do.
Please, you can say. Well, Darren, you know, like we have we have a great privilege to have one of the sponsors with us in the studio. His name is Michael Salvartis. Did I say this properly, Michael?
Perfect.
Okay, and I was like, you know, we're going to dance the Greek, you know what I mean? So, like, Michael, it's a director and founder of Real Property Buyers. He brings 25 years' experience in buyers, agency, valuation, and property risk with local and international banks, Commonwealth, HSBC, and private valuation and buyers agencies. The team at Real Property Buyers works to secure outstanding results for home buyers, residential, and commercial property investors, SMSF holders, business owners looking to expand the residential commercial property developers. Let's achieve your property goals today. You need to stay with us to the end because there's going to be some ticket, you know, I mean, first class for
Santorini, I hear.
Santorini, yeah, that's Michael's going to throw them in the game. So, like, everybody who's stay to the end with us because our guest in the studio, he's going to throw the party on a plane towards Santorini in 2051. Well, Darren and I will take a short break, you know what I mean? Look, I just say, like, it's a Friday, just relax, you know. Thank you for listening along 90.5, the greatest business radio talk show, Business Insights with Mari and Darren. Now, guest in studio, Michael Salvartis, director of the Real Property Buyers, and the ticket for Santorini is coming.
Alive 90.5.
The more I tell you, you can do. The more you tell yourself you're useless, any advice right now is fruitless. You're somewhere only you can go. I'll pretend to know. So instead of telling you you'll be alright, I'm just gonna be that someone by your side. Yeah, let me be that distant satellite, a constant in the sky. I'm standing with you tonight. Yeah, I will be that voice in your ear, quietly destroying your fear. You won't even know that I'm here, but I'm standing with you tonight. Oh, I will be the pill for your pain until the clouds are running out of rain. Out of sight, I'm standing with you tonight. Your head is full and yet it's hollow. Don't even think about tomorrow. So if you let me, I'll follow. Oh, if you're gonna go, at least you're gonna know. Someone by your side. Oh, let me be that distant satellite, a constant in the sky. I'm standing with you tonight.
in the market to purchase your new home? Sick of attending open homes? Tired of being beaten at auction? It's time to put the buying experts to work for you. Hi, I'm Michael Savartis from Real Property Buyers, and our job is to take the hassle out of purchasing property. Our independent team will do the house hunting for you and make sure you buy the right property at the right price. So no matter whether it's your first home or your forever home, visit realpropertybuyers.com.au and let us take the stress out of purchasing your new home.
Real Property Buyers are proud sponsors of Alive 90.5.
Hey fellas, need a new suit? See Mike Sampson Clothier at Winston Hills. He's some great business suits, in fact, suits for any special occasion. Mike also has a complete range of accessories, such as business or formal shirts, ties, belts and shoes, as well as plenty of casual wear for the season ahead. Mike Sampson Clothier is located at Shop 21, Winston Hills Mall, and is a proud sponsor of Monday Magazine with Happy Jack. And, of course, your sound, your community, 90.5.
My name is Bernie, and I'm a prostate cancer specialist nurse, and I need your help, please. My patients are struggling with a double threat from prostate cancer and from COVID-19. They're sick, distressed and isolated. In Australia, we lose 3,500 men to prostate cancer every year. My own dad had prostate cancer, and I lost him last year. I don't want us to lose anyone else. With just a few dollars, you can help.
Will you become a Blue Hero and support nurses on the front line? Go to blueheroes.com.au now.
Alive 90.5, all the way from the 70s, 80s, 90s and today.
40 minutes past 12, Alive 90.5, Business Insights with Mario and Darren.
Did you say 40 minutes or 14 minutes?
14.
14 minutes, I was like, that was a quick one without saying nothing.
I need to do my pronunciation.
Yes, well, English is not my good language. No habla. As I mentioned on the start of our show, we are very privileged and honored to have in the studio with us our sponsor of the radio show. I do apologize for the station line 90.5, Real Property Buyers, and the director of this lovely, awesome agency, Michael Salvartis. And as I mentioned there in the beginning, you know, the Michael's going to throw some tickets for the 2051 traveling into the Santorini. Santorini, and we're going to, you know, we just stay with us, you know. So, Michael, who is the Michael? Who is the Michael Salvartis?
Salvartis. The Michael Salvartis is 54 years old. He's a very handsome young man, I think. Family of five, born in Australia, Greek parents, Greek background, family of five. Basically played soccer for many, many years.
Yeah.
Was predominantly a valuer as a profession. Mm-hmm. Helped people along the buying process. About 6 years ago, I set up a company called Real Property Buyers, and that was to generally try and help people who needed assistance in buying property.
So the question I do have, because, you know, this business radio talk show is empowering other people. So, like, you know, probably you become the director of your company, Real Property Buyers. What did you done before that?
Yeah, sure. I valued, so I was a property valuer, probably for about 15 years. So I used to value four banks. So I started with Commonwealth Bank as a trainee valuer. I then worked for a couple valuation companies in private industry.
Yeah.
And before I set up Real Property Buyers, I used to head up HSBC Bank, the international bank in Australia. I was in charge of their property valuation and property risk team. I worked there for about 14 years. And then I was sort of wanted to get back on the ground for evaluation, and a way of doing that, I didn't want to do valuation, but I wanted to sort of do the buyer's agency piece, which is an exciting business, I think, where you generally try and help people on how to show them how to buy property, to make sure that they understand what they're buying. They're normally time poor. They don't normally have a good understanding of price. It's a matter of sourcing properties, doing the due diligence on them, turning up to auctions on their behalf, or negotiating to achieve a purchase. So basically, all my background, 30 years in the industry, is predominantly all property focused.
So you wake up one morning and say, like, I'm going to have my business. Is that the decision?
Yeah, pretty much.
How did you feel when you say, like, okay, that's a... Because, you know, Darren and I, we are truly privileged having people like yourself, you know what I mean? True unsung business heroes, right, Darren?
Indeed. And it's all about the business.
Correct, you know what I mean, who take it off that security, you know, I mean, corporate world, you know, 9 to 5, whatever. Everybody says 9 to 5, but 9 to 5 is usually from 6 to 6 or midnight. But you took it away, that security, being in a corporate world and start your own business. What was the feeling you did have in the morning when you wake up and start running your business and then, you know, realize, oh, okay, I don't need to go now in the building size?
Yeah, when I left the bank, you know, it was, you know, nice job, CBD office, nice paycheck every month, always making sure you had that comfort. Setting up a business is exciting, but it also can be quite daunting, okay? I think, you know, and when I set up the business, I didn't really have any networks or contacts. So it's pretty much learning along the process and learning what I do know. But what I do know very well is I know property very well. And I'm a firm believer that if you know how to manage a relationship, you know a lot about property, then if you put the two together, then that's got to be good for business.
And you're saying networks are very important for any starting business and any business ongoing. Now, how does someone who's in property strike up a conversation when you're just going with your business? How did you do that? And do you have any lessons for our listeners?
Oh, look, I can tell you property is a hot topic in Australia. So it doesn't matter whether you're having a barbecue, whether you're having a dinner or a coffee. Everyone has an opinion on property, okay? Everyone likes to talk property. It's table talk, right? So basically, you know, you've got to go from, you know, understanding people. We never talk property in the first instance, but in my business, you know, 65% of it is knowing how to manage relationships and knowing how to network, knowing how to do things professionally, honestly and trusted. Then once you manage those relationships, that then leads to the property component.
So what has worked for you with managing relationships and your networking?
Look, just being honest. I'm in an industry that may not be as honest as if I can say that. So basically, in the real estate sales game, you know, the real estate agents don't have, you know, they're not top in the ranking for trust or reputation. But what I found
but
is
you're still better than the sales car.
I was going to say you're not the salesman. You're the actual the help for Murray and I to buy our property.
I'm not the salesman. If you're after the salesman, you need to talk to my.
But the point that you're admitting this, you see, Michael, there's not been. I can say from my from my personal experience, and the Darren as well. You know, I mean, just in the studio, not many people wants to admit. Somebody's phone ringing.
That's my phone. Well, it's just over the back of the camera as well. We'll let it ring out. Sorry about that.
Maybe some of the listeners calling for the ticket to Santorini with the mic.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's like, look, we take a short break. We are listening live 90.5 Business Insights with Mario and Darren, and we'll be back in a few minutes with Michael Slavartis from Real Property Buyers. And you want to listen this? You'll be glad because what's coming is gonna make it you happy.
Alive 90.5.
For over 25 years, ATP Accounting and Taxation Professionals has been doing business accountancy, tax agency and advisory. Based in Norwest Business Park, Farid Zeki, founder of ATP, is passionate about helping clients grow their business, achieve greater profits, enjoy wealth, minimise tax, maintain cash flow and protect assets. If you are a business or individual who plans to succeed in wealth management and greater financial freedom, please call Farid on 8850 3888 or email farid@atpaccounting.com.au. He is always open for business connections and opportunities. atpaccounting.com.au, your friendly accounting and taxation professionals. Station sponsor.
Are you an experienced disability care worker? Then why not consider the benefits of working for Global, the leading disability care agency in Sydney? Agency Work offers variety to work where and when you want. If you have previous disability care work experience, a first aid certificate and driver's license, then Global is the agency for you. Global offers great rates of pay and free training courses to its own disability care staff. Check out positions vacant on the website at globalcarestaff.com or call today on 1800 009 292. That's globalcarestaff.com or call 1800 009 292.
Station sponsor.
It's all I listen to. Alive 90.5. Playing cool music.
Past 12. Alive 90.5. Business Insights with Mario and Darren.
Oh, thank you, Darren, very much. And we are truly privileged to have you in studio today. Gentlemen, Mr. Michael Salvatis, who is a great sponsor of Live 90.5, and we are truly grateful for, you know, being the sponsor. He's the director of the company called Real Property Buyers. Now, Michael, you know, we drew the conversation from beginning, you know, a little bit by you and, you know, I mean, how the market works. But, you know, we are currently in this pandemic situation, COVID-19. So, in your own words, what's your experience in the property market since March, as I said, first till today? And how are you helping people navigate to that COVID?
Yeah, sure. Basically...
Well, thank you very much, Michael. That was it. So we'll take a...
So basically in March, you know, I think it was the third week of March, COVID hit a lot earlier, but really we didn't really see anything till about the third week of March. The initial response was people just to wait and see. It was a bit of a, I don't understand this. I don't understand how it's going to affect my day-to-day property, etc. So I think we had a period where we had both investor buyers, and their general approach was, let's just sit on the sidelines and wait and see. And we actually encouraged that. So we said to them, you know, let's just take stock of where we are, see where the market is, and then come back into the market when things are looking a little bit more positive. So the initial signs for a couple of months was like very hesitant. That was reflected in lower clearance rates, lower number of deals. And then what I've found over the last couple months is basically, you know, the government introduced sort of a better incentives for first home buyers. So first home buyers, there's a lot more first home buyers out there today than what there were sort of 3 and 6 months ago.
So you're talking about things picking up as well, but of course there's a duopoly or duology between Melbourne and New South Wales and Sydney now, of course, with their lockdown.
Yeah.
Are you seeing that affecting you, any of the markets at the moment?
Yeah, look, I think the market, like the property market, I'll tell you what, we cover most of Sydney, okay, and I think it's very suburb-specific and very supply-specific. So basically, and I'll give you an example, if... You know, and this is where our clients need that advice. I'll give you an example. If you're trying to buy something in the eastern suburbs, there's not enough stock around, okay? If you're trying to buy something in the, for instance, in the Norwest, right, there's a bit more stock around, right? So, but we haven't seen any major declines or adjustments in price, okay? What we have seen is stability, but I think it will come down to understanding that individual property that people are looking for and getting their head around the number and making sure that they don't pay too much for that. But the basis behind all this is two things: making sure people have a stable job and a stable business. And if you've got a stable job and a stable business, I think it's a very, very good opportunity to come into the market.
If I may something say, Darren, you know, now Darren has more questions about to you. The reason why I like you being in the studio, not just because you're being sponsor of this great radio station, but one thing I can say from my end as a professional in human intelligence, field intelligence, we can, you know, read the reports on TV. There's a lot of gurus there in the financial, you know, arena. You know, name a TV station, you know, in radio. Everybody talks, but what they do is actually reading the numbers. The numbers, you know, collected somehow, somewhere, whatever it is. That's a false guidance. You're the man who is on the field. You're the man who talks to the people. And I'm truly encouraging, if I may say this, correct me down if I don't say this properly, I'm encouraging everybody to go to Michael from the Real Property Buyers and discuss how the market actually works.
Yeah, reach out and engage, yeah, most definitely. But no, most definitely. And going back to you, Michael, if I can, I'm very intrigued by your business model, which is really an outsourcing model. So you're saying instead of me going to the supermarket to buy my milk, you would go to the supermarket to buy my milk, except the milk is property. Is that right? And how did you come about with that?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, people are time poor. People want independent advice. And people, when you're time poor, like they pretty much outsource their buying requirements to us. So what we do is we source properties for people, we shortlist and we inspect everything that we shortlist, and then we provide feedback to our clients and say, this is what we like or this is what we don't like. The client will then come and say to us, okay, well, initially that sounds okay, let's go and inspect it together. So we inspect it together with the client. So my job is taking that time and stress out of the process and making sure that we shortlist the property. And before we go down that search, it's basically a matter of understanding the client brief. So we have a lot of detail in terms of understanding.
Interesting there. So I'm just going to lead you through that as well. I want to have a property, or I'm buying it for a friend. The friend's Mario. And we've got $2 million because
it's a great contract here.
So two million listeners, and each listener pays us a dollar. No, but if we were to go and look for a property, how does the conversation start? And
I'll sit down with Mario, right? And he's probably got a bigger budget than $2 million anyway, but he'll never tell me.
Okay,
yes.
Okay, please.
Right. So I'll sit down with Mario and I'll say, okay, let's talk about your budget. Let's talk about the suburbs. Let's talk about the property type. What are you looking for? Now, if Mario is going to look at realestate.com and domain.com, he's probably only looking at about maybe 60% of the marketplace. So there's 40% of the marketplace, in my opinion, that's sitting as off-market properties. So these are properties that are not formally on databases, but we know through our relationships that we can have access to those properties. And I'll tell you how that happens, because we inspect about 40 properties a week. So when you inspect 40 properties a week across Sydney, you make a lot of networks, a lot of connections, and you know exactly what's overpriced and what isn't. So my job is to make sure that Mario focuses on his business, focuses on the studio, and then my job is to go through that whole process, shortlist it, find out what he does, what he doesn't like, and then to put a strategy together for us to either go to auction and buy it, or to submit offers before auction or through a private treaty situation.
And that sounds really good that you're at the auction and not me.
That's
especially
correct,
in COVID times as well.
Yeah.
And win-win.
Our success rate as auction is actually very good. But more importantly, there's no point going to auction unless you actually know what the property's going to be worth or what it's going to sell for. Yeah. So I'm very, very good through my valuation background of putting a range of what I think is where the property is going to sell for.
I have on that something before we take a break. Reason why I would like always go to you before anybody else, and I always come back to one thing. I say this as a professional. I know what I'm doing. So look, that's like my background is different. And I do remember Australian Day, and I was in Singapore. I was presenting that to all my clients. Anyway, afternoon, I was in Marina Bay Sands, you know, nice, beautiful hotel. And I mean, beautiful view that, you know, infinity pool. Only the top influences of rich people in a day, right? And I mean, I was just being lucky to go to that spot because of client. However, I was a heavy gentleman there from the four-letter company, big auditor, risk management, everything else, and he was so proud of his report, you know, saying how the first quarter of the 2020 is going to be great, you know, I mean, investments, properties, everything else. And, you know, I was very quite cautious what he was saying, because it's against the numbers, because people buy the numbers. That's what you say. I mean, people go on domain, they see 60%. But what I like it about you, Michael, and I feel like I can say this clearly as a professional, not just on behalf of Alive or me, Darren, that you see people there, you see these homes, you know how the people corresponding, and that's a real situation, that's a real data. Yeah. But energy and the passion you're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, Michael Salvatis, tickets for the Santorini is coming towards the end of the show. You're listening to the greatest business radio talk show, Business Insights with Darren and Mario, and Darren's going to guide us through the short break, and we'll come back more with the Michael Salvatis from the Real Property Buyers. Thank you for listening Alive 90.5 FM.
Alive 90.5.
Love is in the air, everywhere I look around. Love is in the air, every sight and every sound. And I don't know if I'm being foolish, don't know if I'm being wise, but it's something that I must believe in, and it's there when I look in your eyes. Love is in the air, in the whisper of the tree. Love is in the air, in the thunder of the sea. And I don't know if I'm just dreaming, don't know if I feel safe, but it's something that I must believe in, and it's there when you call out my name. Love is in the air, in the rising of the sun. Love is in the air, when the day is nearly done. And I don't know if you're an illusion, don't know if I see it true, but you're something that I must believe in, and you're there when I reach out for you. Love is in the air, everywhere I look around. Love is in the air, every sight and every sound. And I don't know if I'm being foolish, don't know if I'm being wise, but it's something that I must believe in, and it's there when I look in your eyes.
Is an urban renewal and property development specialist whose reputation is centred on delivering great places to live and work. They take pride in transforming and delivering harmonious communities. East Village, developed by Pace, is a mixed-use residential and retail precinct combining leading-edge apartments and a unique and vibrant urban marketplace. East Village has won numerous prestigious awards, including the 2015 Australian Development of the Year awarded by the Urban Task Force. Pace, transforming places since 1978. Station sponsor.
The Hills area has one of the most beautiful cemeteries in the Sydney region. Castlebrook Memorial Park at Rouse Hill provides the perfect resting place for your loved ones, with manicured lawns and beautifully tended gardens. They cater for people from all backgrounds, and you can talk to their family service advisors almost any day from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Their website is castlebrook.com.au. Castlebrook Memorial Park is at Windsor Road, Rouse Hill, and is a proud sponsor of Alive 90.5.
All today's hits and yesterday's favourites.
Alive 90.5.
21 minutes to one, live 90.5, Business Insights with Mario and Darren.
Thank you very much, Darren. Again, thank you to all listeners on live 90.5, this great business radio talk show, Business Insights with Mario and Darren. And a true privilege, we have a guest in the studio who is a sponsor with his company, Michael Salvatis, director from Real Property Buyers. Now, Michael, before we go for the break, you know, I mean, and you know, we're just looking now the route, you know, I mean, which flights we're going to take.
It's a holiday. Santorini's,
yeah, Santorini's, because... We are blessed enough that Michael's going to offer 2051 in September, everybody, you know, family of four, like first class, you know. So, Michael, you know, you say that money is a cheap. What does that mean, money is a cheap for the real estate?
Yeah, okay. Basically, look, you know, I'll give you an example. When I bought my first property, interest rates were about 17%. Okay.
Really? Really?
Yeah, I've never seen those.
Yeah, they've been. I'm talking about in the 80s, early 80s, 17%.
Jeez.
So when you're borrowing money at...
And I was just going to say, personally myself, I couldn't be an owner back then. I was only a teenager.
Yeah. Yeah, I can tell you now. And I bought my first property when I was about 24, okay, and they were about... Interest rates were high. Now, when you look at interest rates today at... 2 and 3%.
Yeah, that's what I try to say. Like
that's what I'm saying. Money's cheap.
Yeah.
Okay. Money's cheap. But as I said, look, even though money's cheap, at the end of the day, you need to have a stable job or a stable business.
Yeah.
Right. There's no point borrowing money if you've got no job.
So if somebody comes to you and, as I said, to our listeners interested to purchase some property, and they don't know where to start, they can just come to you, right? And
yeah,
straight away say
they come to us. And a couple of key things that we need to do is we need to make sure that they've got, you know, a pre-approval from a bank, which enables them, you know, to borrow money, and we understand and they need to understand what the terms of that pre-approval is, how much they can borrow, etc. So that's very, very important. Once they've got that pre-approval, or they need advice on how to get a pre-approval, we can refer them to brokers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But the key thing is that I then sit down with those clients, and I need to understand what their budget is, what they're trying to achieve, what they're looking for geographically. You know, whether they're looking for two bedrooms, three bedrooms, a villa, a townhouse, a big house, whether they're looking for a development site, whether they're looking for commercial property. It's all about sitting down with a client and having a really open discussion about what they're looking for, and then telling them what we can and can't do for them. We don't take briefs on unless we can achieve those objectives, right? Which is very important. So if for instance, they want to buy the Ferrari, but they've got the Holden budget, right, which could be the case, right, I need to have the discussion about, well, you really can't afford that suburb, but maybe you should consider adjoining suburbs, which might be a little bit cheaper and more within your price point.
Do you ever have... Oh, sorry. Yeah, sorry, Mario. I was going to say a little question without notice, but do you ever have picky clients?
Yes, very picky. Look, we're spending people's money, right? And we're not buying shoes, we're not buying lollies, we're buying real estate, which is an expensive, which normally has an expensive price ticket
and
that goes with it.
Yeah, to add to the conversation, how many are buying, say, for investment, but how many are actually buying it for their home, which would be even harder for you to do because those people are going to live there?
Yeah, the investors are less emotional.
Yeah.
They're all about the numbers and the returns. But when you're talking about buying a home for, you know, a first home or for owner-occupiers, downsizers, upgraders, you know, buying residential property is emotional. And the reason people appoint us is so we can take the emotion out of the process. Because if you really love that house, you know, you might end up paying a lot more for it if you did it yourself.
True.
Rather than appoint us. And we say, well, hang on, it's only worth $1.2 million. Don't go and buy it for 1.4 or 1.5.
Just because you want to have it.
Just because you love the emotion.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
When we're ready on a cheap money, you know, if our listeners, you know, like to, you know, buy more properties, do you think Victoria is a good place to look for the future? They're going to have that. You know, no, seriously, do you think that prices on real estate is going to drop in Victoria? What is your feeling? You know, I mean, I know it's not, you can't substantiate with the stats and whatever. Like,
look, I think if you look at Sydney, right, if you look at Sydney, there was not, you know, when COVID initially hit,
yeah,
people not really doing too much, sitting on the sideline saying, we want to see this, we want to understand it, see how long it's going to take.
Yeah.
With Victoria, I think you'll see the same situation happen, but it might take a little bit longer. But what that might mean is there might be opportunity for investors to invest in Victoria from Sydney.
I ask one question for myself. What do you prefer more if somebody wants to invest money? To buy the house or the, what's it called, the business office? How would you call this?
Commercial.
Oh, yeah, that's the word, commercial. Commercial, yeah. Is a commercial buying its worth?
Okay, let me ask you something. If you want a return, so if you want a return, a residential return versus a commercial return, residential return is probably going to be 2 or 3%.
Yeah.
A commercial return is probably going to be 5%.
Yeah.
Right, and with a 5% return, the tenant may end up paying outgoings, council rates, water rates, land tax, insurance. So you're getting a better return on commercial, but with that commercial, it's a riskier investment. So, for instance, it's a little bit riskier because you've got to make sure that the tenant has a business that's viable and he can afford to pay the rent.
Mm.
So with commercial, it's all about understanding who the tenant is, how strong they are, and making sure that, you know, they are paying the rent. Because if you're buying a residential property,
yes,
it might take, in this market, might take a month to find a tenant.
Yeah.
If you're buying a commercial property, it could take you 3 months to find a tenant. So it's all being able to withstand that non-income coming through the property. So it's called vacancy risk or let-up risk.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So commercial property, okay. I didn't know how it was called, an office property.
Yeah.
But, you know, stats says that there is a lot of rental properties actually empty, vacant. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's true.
So everybody who's renting can now go pick and choose. Like, I want a Bella Vista McMansion for the $500 per week.
Well, you think it's a renters or a commercial tenants market, isn't it?
Look, property? I think you'll find is that, you know, there's a lot of residential properties available to be leased, and there's a lot of commercial property that's available to be leased. And let me tell you, I'm hearing of situations where residential tenants are leaving, you know, they're probably paying $700 a week, they're leaving that property because they know next door they can rent it today for $600 a week. So they're pretty much terminating lease agreements.
And you need to drop as well the Netflix into this and Foxtel. While you're listening to Live 90.5 Business Insights with Darren and Mario, we'll take a short break, and we are truly privileged to have the truly unique expert and stock business hero, Michael Salvatis, director of Real Property Buyers, and you want to contact him.
Live 90.5.
Understand me like I understand you. Now, girl, I know the difference between right and wrong. I ain't gonna do nothing to break up our happy home. Oh, I don't get so excited. Like children when we argue, fuss and fight. If you don't know me by now, if you don't know me, you will never, never, never know me. No, you won't. If you don't know me by now, you will never, never, never know. Mine. Woman, you got yours too. Just trust in me like I trust in you.
As long as we've been together, it should be so easy to do. Just get yourself together. Oh, we might as well say goodbye. What good is a love affair when you can't see eye to eye?
Pace is an urban renewal and property development specialist whose reputation is centred on delivering great places to live and work. They take pride in transforming and delivering harmonious communities. Melrose Park, developed by Pace, is one of Australia's largest urban renewal projects, providing new homes, jobs, retailing, parks and open spaces, and community facilities. Located around 6 kilometres east of Parramatta, Melrose Park is considered to be one of Sydney's next property hotspots. For more information on this exciting project, go to www.melrosepark.com.au. Station sponsor Pace, transforming places since 1978.
In the market to purchase your new home? Sick of attending open homes? Tired of being beaten at auction? It's time to put the buying experts to work for you. Hi, I'm Michael Savartis from Real Property Buyers, and our job is to take the hassle out of purchasing property. Our independent team will do the house hunting for you and make sure you buy the right property at the right price. So no matter whether it's your first home or your forever home, visit realpropertybuyers.com.au and let us take the stress out of purchasing your new home.
Real Property Buyers are proud sponsors of Alive 90.5.
The day you stop smoking, your body starts to repair itself. In 8 hours, excess carbon monoxide is out of your bloodstream. In 5 days, most nicotine has left your body. In 3 months, your lung function has increased 30%. In a year, your risk of a heart attack has halved and your risk of lung cancer is falling too. Every cigarette you don't smoke is doing you good. Stop smoking today. Authorised by the Australian Government, Canberra. Spoken by R. Day Unamuno.
The Hills, Parramatta and Cumberland.
Alive 90.5.
It's 8 minutes to one. Alive 90.5. Business Insights with Mario and Darren.
Thank you, Darren. Before we go on a break, 1 p.m. for the news, and before we start digging into this lovely souvlaki brought by our sponsor, Michael Zucker. And tzatziki and everything else, not just a lie. You know, I mean, there's no tzatziki. We're on a diet because Darren is too is gained the weight, so we need to stay nice and fit. I'd like to say thank you to our sponsor, Michael, for being with us today in the studio. And I will highly recommend everybody, and I'm saying this as a professional, not just because you're a sponsor or because you're just a nice man, because energy comes from you and the passion about market. And the most importantly, you're on a field, you have the real data in your hands. I strongly encouraging everybody goes to realpropertybuyers.com.au. And thank you for being our guest. Darren, do you have any questions, Mark?
I just say if I need someone to go to an auction, I would want Michael to be there because I don't like it.
Sold.
I know my wife doesn't like it. But most definitely we'll come and see you when we're ready to buy our next property. But how can people get in contact with you if they want to pick up the phone? Can they do that?
Yeah, of course. So first, I just want to thank both of you for inviting me in today and for doing the insight with us. Contacting us many different ways, www.realpropertybuyers.com.au, inquiry@realpropertybuyers.com.au, or you can email me directly, Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, @realpropertybuyers.com.au. Email, social media, phone call, through our website.
Michael. And you're on Facebook?
on Facebook, well, on LinkedIn.
You'll be able to jump on Facebook, on Real Property Buyers Facebook, and see this interview again, because we have been Facebook Live and we provide it to our guests as an added bonus for coming on Business Insights.
Yeah, that's correct. And everybody who's come as a sponsor or the listener online, 90.5, Michael and Darren and myself, we're going to throw the party in Santorini 2051 in September. So stay tuned with us. Jokes aside, Michael Savartis from the Real Property Buyers. Michael, first of all, thank you for being the sponsor of this great radio station. And secondly, good luck to you in your business, and that's like we'll be in touch.
Lovely. Thanks, Mario. Thanks, Darren.
You're welcome. You're listening live, 90.5 Business Insights with Mario and Darren. We'll take a short break because they come the news now, and we need to let Michael to make some money off Santorini. Stay with us. Next guest coming, 105.
Alive 90.5.
Meet me down by the jet till landing, where the pontoons bump and spray, and all the others reading standing as the manly ferry cuts its way to Circular Quay. Hear the captain blow his whistle, so long she's been away. I miss our early morning wrestle, not a very happy way to start the day. She don't like that kind of behavior. She don't like that kind of behavior. So throw down your guns, don't be so reckless. Throw down your guns, don't be so. I feel like Scott of the Antarctic, base camp too far away. A Russian sub beneath the Arctic, Burke and Wills and Camel, initials in the tree. She don't like that kind of behavior. She don't like that kind of behavior. So throw down your guns, don't be so reckless. Throw down your guns, don't be so reckless. Throw down your guns, don't be so reckless. Throw down your guns, don't be so reckless.
Alive 90.5.
The two of us have seen it all. Our story's been heartache and wonder. This universe ain't big enough to keep us apart, no, not ever. How many times did we stumble? How many times was it worth every fall? There's just something that keeps us together. Whenever my world moves from yours, I will always be with you. Got your name on my heart, in the shape of a tattoo. It's my favorite piece of art. There ain't nothing like you in this world that I know. And darling, I'ma never let you go. I will always be with you. apart. The two of us, we got it all. Don't need no designer distractions. 'Cause in the end, I found a friend. My one and my only obsession. How many times did we stumble? How many times was it worth every fall? There's just something that keeps us together. Whenever my world moves from yours, I will always be with you. Got your name on my heart, in the shape of a tattoo. It's my favorite piece of art. There ain't nothing like you in this world that I know. And darling, I will never let you go. Join me in this dance, an impossible romance. Take one step at a time and I walk.